The Nina Susan Show. And here's the title. The Nina and Susan Show. Now Susan's going to say the title. This is
This is really smooth, isn't it? Welcome to How Not to Live Your Life with Benjamin and Murray. But that's just a working title because Ninya's not very happy with it. This is our trial radio show, isn't it, Ninya?
Yay!
Hi, people. Yes. And we've got our lovely producer, Ian, who's sitting across from us thinking...
Oh my gosh, he's a producer, not just a man who's helping us put it on the internet radio. He's actually a producer now.
He's sitting there thinking, what have I let myself in for? I think I'll be hitting the delete button as soon as this is finished. So, me and Ninya have come to East London Radio to try and entertain you people because we entertain a lot of people on Facebook because we're both massive Facebook addicts, aren't we, Ninya?
Yep.
And Ninya does a lot of live broadcasting on Facebook and we occasionally make the little videos to promote Radiant Comedy Club where I run that, and Ninya is my favourite go-to standing MC when I'm ill or when I'm not around. And people seem to like our videos, don't they?
Yeah.
Basically, what's happening at there, Ninya's taken this moment to like drink a whole bottle of water just as we started this radio show. She's sitting there gulping away. That's why she's going, yeah. Talk about timing, Ninya.
Sorry. And you know what? It's nothing worse for the people who are listening that listening to people laughing on radio actually.
Oh, it's really annoying. We won't be having any laughter on this show.
I apologise for that. It's just that I just, at that particular quantum of time, I got thirsting.
Anyway, so what we did, we went on to how are we going to do this show? We're going to you, the listener or Facebooker, is going to send us in questions. We're going to discuss the questions. We're going to try and answer them, aren't we, to the best of our abilities?
Yeah.
Which aren't much, I'll be honest, because it's basically I'm a little bit dim, Ninya's a little bit dim, but we're quite entertaining, aren't we?
Yes.
So don't expect any kind of philosophy. Don't expect any knowledge. Don't expect any actual facts off us because you won't be getting any.
No. I disagree with Susan.
Go on.
Because me and her got facts, yeah? We might be doing facts. It's just that our facts are not factual.
They're kind of fake facts, really.
Exactly.
But, you know, we like our fake facts. So there's a couple of questions that... okay, this is one of Pete Bentley. Now, all of the people who've asked us questions, they're either comedy promoters or they're mostly comedians, aren't they?
Basically, most of the people who've sent in questions, and listener, please do not get intimidated by the fact that we know most of these people. Just send your questions in. We are here. Send them to just look out for Ninya or Susan and just answerquestion.com on Facebook.com.
Well, you'll be able to send in questions if we ever do this radio show properly. And we'll probably do it live on Facebook, so we'll be able to get Facebook's questions live off the screen and stuff like that. But in the meantime, Pete Bentley, he is a little sort of part-time promoter over the years.
Yeah.
But he's actually a sailor. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know Bentley was
and
a sailor.
What Bentley does, he goes on to massive cruise liners and, you know, what are those?
Not cruise liners, no.
No, what are those ships?
He goes on to
tankers.
Tanker liners.
And he pilots the tankers very specifically into port. Yes. So he's at sea a lot of the time. He's a dirty old sea dog. He's kind of got one of those kind of accents, and he's lovely.
And this is a fact, fun fact for you.
Go on.
I first tasted duck eggs at Pete Bentley's house.
He's got a house? I thought he lived in a caravan.
Nope. Bless Pete for having a house. Him and his wife. Gave me duck eggs when I stayed there one night.
What are duck eggs like then?
Oh, delicious. That's all I buy.
Really?
But I'm going to try and stop eating
eggs.
You're
so middle.
I know. But you can only get them in one place. So not that people want to know that.
Duck's arse?
No. You can get them all over, but there's only one place.
So how do they taste different to...
You know what it is, basically. It's just that I like food. So any food-related questions...
It's ratio with you, is it?
Yeah.
And you just get...
A whole lot more egg for your money.
Does it taste different to an actual chicken's egg?
No, but they're much better for baking because they're just more yolkier and
have they
eggier.
Got a bigger yolk? Because I like a yolk. I don't like the white bit. The white bit's rancid.
Just
Have you ever had a double yolk?
Once, I think.
It makes you feel special, doesn't it?
I know.
It makes you feel so blessed
once,
with a double yolk.
Once, but somebody I know cracked one egg, double yolk, and cracked another yolk. I got a double yolk. So they cracked it two eggs.
It must have been from the same chicken then, obviously.
What was
it? It was feeding a little bit particularly fertile that week.
chicken with a holy... But anyway, let's not talk about chickens and eggs. So, yes. So, Bentley.
Oh, yeah. Bentley's question is, what's your favourite ice cream that you've ever eaten? When was it? Where was it? And why was it the best?
Oh, Bentley!
Ice cream. Come on, ice cream.
Yes. So, my absolute favourite ice cream for a long time was rum and raisin. For the longest time, and I've tasted many varied varieties from...
Are you a bit of an aficionado of ice cream?
Yeah, cheap old rum and raisin from Sainsbury's or the other ones, the generic ones. But then real rum and raisin, as in using real overproof West Indian rum from Dominica and St. Lucia and Barbados, tasted rum and raisin. But they all, that now pales into insignificance.
Pales into insignificance.
That's it. Because my favourite ice cream, which is no longer made anymore, is Chocolate Cherry Garcia by Ben & Jerry's, and they just do not make it.
Why don't they make it anymore?
Don't know. I've tweeted them. I've Facebooked them.
Do you think they did it deliberately to ruin your life?
I think so. No, I'm not even joking, Susan. It's just the best ice cream I have asked these.
Why is it the best? Why? Why?
Because they are... nail-sized chunks of chocolate in there.
That's quite big, really.
Yeah, so they...
Especially if you're a giant.
And bits of cherry, but it ain't like glacé cherries. You know, like glacé cherries are just shitty and yuck, like little bits of red plastic. This is real, almost maraschino cherries, but they're not. They're the other ones that are really red. Sorello? Sorello?
You had your eyes closed when you were describing that. Like you were actually in heaven.
And it just was cherry. It just, and they just don't make it. And I cannot. So my next
You're
one,
listening, Ben and Jerry. You're not listening. Ben and Jerry are never going to listen to
this. No, they're not going to listen to this.
And then you have her ice cream back.
Please.
If anybody's got it in the freezer that they've forgotten about, you could do a little shout
out. Exactly. But I've tweeted them and asked them. And other people have asked them about Chocolate Cherry Garcia. And they've just stopped making it.
Why is it called Garcia?
Don't know. Just, you know, Ben and Jerry's are so trendy and funky. And hey, man, like, we're so right on. Okay. So that's my... So if not, mint choc chip.
Mint choc chip. I have to confess, I'm a vanilla girl.
Oh, I mean...
And the best vanilla I ever had was in Aberystwyth in Wales when I was on holiday with my friend's family. And we had... sorry about the accent, I didn't start it. And it was just vanilla, but it was made with honey instead of sugar. Really? And it was lovely. It was the best ice cream I've ever had. I was 10 years old. And... thing is, my mate, he decided to stick his ice cream in my face, so I stuck mine in his, and I never got to eat my ice cream because it was on his face.
Oh, no.
And at 10 years old, I wasn't going to lick his face because he was a boy and boys were horrible.
Yeah, at 10. But Susan, why don't you try making it?
I can't even bother to make food, let alone ice cream.
Oh, Susan, you should try.
How do you make ice cream?
You have to boil the cream.
Boil cream?
You boil the cream.
Well, that just sounds wrong.
No, that's what makes it... thicken. You've got to boil the cream and then just look for a recipe for ice cream. You don't need an ice cream maker. You boil the cream and fold in your ingredients and you just put it in the freezer. And that's what makes ice cream.
I'm not really bothered about ice cream. I quite like a Magnum every now and again. But then the outside falls off and it ends up in your lap, doesn't it, really? So they're just, it's just all a bit messy.
You see, that's why I love that it's me and Susan, because she chats far about food that I just can't comprehend, because trust me, my chocolate never falls in my fucking lap. Believe my chocolate.
Do you ever get? Do you do this with the? You know when you get a 99 flake? Do you eat all the ice cream in there, and you get the actual chocolate bit, and you poke it down into the the wafer, and then you eat all the chocolate in there? Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, you do.
Do like that. Okay, so let's move on from Bentley. Do you want another question, or should we do a Christmas present?
No. Let's do another question.
Okay, let me have a look through the quickly. One of the questions was, can no ears be on it? I need to explain about no ears, don't I? Because no ears is a cat that I'm fostering for my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
And his name's Charlie, because he's pure white, up all night and moody in the day. And he's got no ears. How does he smell? Not of ear cancer anymore, is how he smells. Because white cats, it's really common that they get ear cancer and they have to... we cut his ears off, not for revenge, trying to save his life so it doesn't spread. And I've tried to tell him that, but he won't listen to reason. So, but you love my cat, don't you?
Hold on a second. What do you mean, how does it smell if it's cut his ears off? Is that a joke?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know that joke? My dog's got no nose. How does it smell?
Oh, okay. All right.
It's a variation on that.
Yeah, Charlie's the cat, and I like that. I love cats anyway. I love animals, I must admit.
Tell me about your cats. What cats you got?
I've got two cats. I've got Princess and Big Boy, and they're not...
You didn't buy any of them, though, did you?
Oh, I don't buy cats.
How did you get your cats?
I got Princess because our dear friend, a lot of comics will know, Jason Wood passed away, and I inherited his fucking cat. And
why is it a fucking cat?
Because he always said, "Nins, get a cat, get a cat." I said, "Oh, I want a dog, just like how you kept the dog." Because me and Jason did this dog show together on television, and he kept his dog, and I wanted to keep my dog, but I didn't. I really wanted the dog, and he goes, "Oh, dogs are too much trouble unless you got something to help
you." Why didn't you keep the dog off the show?
Because my dog got changed, and so I just didn't. I had three dogs, and Jason only had the one, and he bonded anyway. And then Jason gone blasted die on me, and
so selfish.
I know. And Paula, his very, very good friend, said, "Oh, the poor cat, we don't know what's going to happen to the cat. We got somebody to take the dog." And I said, "Paula, I'll just look after the cat for one day." 7 years later, I still got this blasted. 10 years. 2010 he died. 7 years later, I still got this cat, Princess, and she's
what's she like? Why is she a cow?
She's very timid, and the cat killer will never kill her, because you know there's a cat killer around.
I do.
It'll never get to her. It'll never.
If
never.
The cat killer spotted my cat, it'd be like, "Oh, I didn't finish that one off."
Exactly. It'll never. She's antisocial. She hates all people. Everybody apart from me, just about. And then I took on a stray called Big Boy and had his bollocks chopped off for him.
Did you do that at home?
No. Took to the
deep fry them.
No, but did you know cat's bollocks look like Maltesers?
Well, he with had, or without the fur?
With fur. So he had these two Maltesers hanging from his bumhole.
Well, Maltesers aren't furry. What are you talking about?
No, they're Malteser size. Cat bollocks are Malteser size. They're two little bollocks hanging. Did you? I'd never seen cat bollocks until I'd seen Big Boy's bollocks. And when I, because so he was
do a stray. I don't think I've ever seen cat bollocks, to be honest.
Susan, look them up. They...
I can do that right now. I've got my phone.
I'm telling you,
cat balls.
When I actually said to my neighbour, "What's that at his bum?" Not real. The two of us had never seen cat bollocks before, not realising that they were cat bollocks. So I said somebody, and then when I did get him done, they said it's his nuts. Fucking idiot, he's nuts. So I called Cats Protection, and they came and they scanned him and didn't have a chip, and I put things on him and I fed him for 6 months, and then he got an abscess on his mouth, and then Cats Protection took him to Celia Hammond.
Yeah. I've got a story about Celia Hammond.
I've got a story about Celia Hammond.
I went into Celia Hammond is like a furry DSS, right? Because it's full of... No, I mean, it's a great thing that they do, but it's full of nutcases. People just go in there with no pets to hang around.
Do they?
Yeah, there were people just... This woman was sitting there. Her husband was kind of like asleep on her lap. And I'm thinking, you haven't even got a pet here. And then a man with one leg was getting drugs for his dog. And I was thinking, that dog ain't getting them drugs, is he? That dog's definitely not getting those drugs.
Well, I did take Big Boy there, and they missed out the abscess, cut off his bollocks, but missed out the abscess, defleed him, and then I paid £158 to get the abscess done, which I could have got for free, but I didn't. And see what I mean, Susan?
I've just shown Ninja a picture.
See what I mean?
A picture of cat balls. They are. You could hang them from a Christmas tree, and they wouldn't
just
look out of place, would they?
Saying, Susan. They look. I've never seen... Look, don't it look like two Maltesers?
Does it make you want to tickle them?
No! Like fucking bollocks. I mean, I don't mind tickling bollocks, though, to tell you the truth. But I ain't tickling no blasted cat bollocks. So...
You can practice.
No. And I don't want no man with bollocks that small, neither. Thank you, very kind.
So anyway, fussy, Ninja. So fussy.
Question.
We were meant to do this last week. I've had a cold for 2 weeks. And I've realised that there always comes a point in a cold where you think, I can see why they brought... You know when people used to do trepanning? Do you know what trepanning is?
No.
It's basically, you know those handheld screwdrivers, and they used to like literally screw a bit
oh,
in
yes.
the brain and
right.
take a bit of the skull out?
Yeah.
That's japanning.
Right.
It's a bit like a whisk, but less effective.
Yeah.
And my head was fit to burst. And every time I coughed, my head was really hurting. And I just felt very, very sorry for myself. And I was coughing more than I was breathing. So that was nice.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going round, people. It's going round. And do you know what? Cough medicine doesn't do a thing.
Well, you know, I've got a... I won't catch a cold because... A, I drink lemon water every morning. And I drink... lemon infused water. I buy unwaxed lemons and put them in water with some.
Do you know that lemon in water thing? That's, is it Ayurvedic? I'm not pronouncing that right. It's Ayurvedic. It's like an Indian ancient medicine. And what lemon water does, it's very good for your kidneys. And apparently it neutralises all the acid in your
yes,
body.
Yes, yep. And the other thing is, which I've found it, you know, Facebook, we can waste a lot of time on Facebook. And we are going to go to the questions in a moment, folks. Please bear with us. Now, let's just have a commercial break.
Okay.
Hi. Are you wondering how to get shopping cheaper? Then go to Aldi's or Lidl's, or wait till 7 o'clock and they reduce it, or go to Marks and Spencer's after 9 and they sell their stuff cheap. That's how to get stuff cheap for shopping. Thank you.
That was a good advert, wasn't it?
It was a good advert.
There's a new Aldi open by me, and we haven't been to it yet.
No, I'm dying to go.
Do you know what? The shelves are empty. There's like a swarm of hungry locals been around that shop, and you go
in
there.
Did you go the other time and it was empty again? When you went just this time?
Yeah. A lot of
Susan gave me a yogurt from there, and it was lovely. It was their own brand, didn't it?
Whipped. It was a whipped yogurt, wasn't it?
It was nice.
Oh, man. It's a 4-minute walk from my house, and I go in there. I don't have to take the car. It's just brilliant. So one of the questions was, Mini Holland without swearing. Can you manage it? You don't even drive at the moment and you still hate it. Ninia's just shaking her head in utter disgust. Go on.
I know nobody who likes Mini Holland. Not one person.
There is one person who likes Mini Holland. He's a guy called Simon Monk.
Yeah, but I don't know him.
I don't know. Well, I kind of know him, but I had a massive falling out with him. He's a big old cycling nerd.
Yeah.
Clyde Lokes and cycling monk, Simon Monk, seems to be the only people that are into Mini Holland.
Okay, can we explain Mini Holland to people who are not from the London Borough of Waltham Forest?
Go on.
No, you explain it because it just makes me vex.
It was a pilot scheme, and I think we had to bid for
First of all, we ain't fucking Holland, yeah? We ain't Holland. That's the first thing. Just call it what it is. Cunting up the fucking roads in Walthamstow. But sorry, go ahead.
That's its official title. It's Cunting Up the Fucking Roads in Walthamstow. Go ahead. It's what it's called.
Go ahead.
It was a 30 million scheme in order to
In Holland, they had earmarked this. Don't even try and say that, you know, oh, they can do it in Holland. Of course they fucking, because they've got dedicated roads. If these people give a fucking shit about you, they would make sure that you are totally driving on a piece of road that a car can't get into. Fucking lines in the fuck me road does not stop a fucking car from veering into you. They don't give a fucking shit apart from making more fucking traffic. Let's please.
No, don't stop, Ninja. Carry on. Tell us how you feel.
Please. I if you know, feel my heart. No, seriously. No, Susan, I can't stand.
You're getting high blood pressure, mate. We're going to have to get off this. It's a £30 million scheme, and what they've done, they've built what's called Copenhagen crossings across the roads, and no one knows how to use them.
No
one's got a clue.
Fucker knows about these RAS Copenhagen. No, trust me, nobody knows about no fucking Copenhagen crossing, apart from some... I just got to breathe.
Is there a defibrillator in the studio? I think Ninia's going to have a heart attack. And they have built dedicated cycle lanes, even though it's taken ages.
On the fucking pavements. Tell them where they've built them fucking
They're on the fucking pavements.
So, you see... Susan.
What?
Susan, please.
So, yeah, £30 million has been spent. And yet, Susan. The cyclists, get this... still whining about it. The cycle lanes aren't fit for purpose. £30 million and they're still whining about the cycle lanes.
Please, Susan, please.
And the thing is, they've closed off loads of roads.
Please,
let me finish. No, you've had your fucking rant, I'll have mine. They've closed off loads of roads. So basically what it means, you have to drive all the way around Walthamstow Road you could have cut through before. So it actually means you're driving for longer, causing more pollution, because I can't cycle because I've got too many injuries and it aggravates my injuries. And it's too wet in this country to be on the bike all the time. Neither of you, we're not cyclists, are we, Ninja?
But even if I was a cyclist, because I know people who cycle and still say that Mini Holland has fucked people over.
Yeah,
all the ridiculous fucking people that live on Palmerston Road, yeah? Who ain't fucking cyclists. You lot don't give a shit about them. Go fuck yourselves, Mini Holland. Okay, next.
Okay, this next question is from a very good mutual friend of mine and yours, Steve Harris, who's a brilliant comedian from, he's from Manchester, but he's in Warrington.
Well, he's from Warrington, he's from...
No, he's
Rita.
He's from Manchester, but he lives in Warrington.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why he would
live in
Warrington.
Well, Warrington is Manchester anyway.
No, it isn't. Okay, different postcode and everything. Anyway, okay,
Steve
his question...
knows he's going to listen to this and go, fucking Ninius, he's so southern, but it's Manchester, mate. Where'd you get the train to? Do you get it to Warrington from London? No. No, but if I was going there and I was going to see you in Warrington, I couldn't go, oh, let me just get the train to Warrington. I'd have to get to Manchester, whereas you can go to
You actually change at crew. Anyway, if a man speaks in a forest and there is no one there to hear him, is he still wrong? The answer is yes. Men are always wrong.
Steve, this is where you'd get absolutely... Because, Susan would say that and I would go, what kind of fucking bollocks question is that? I ain't even answering that shit.
Right, there's another question from a namesake of mine, a guy called David Murray, who's a friend of a friend. Is Floella your mum?
I'm sorry, I keep doing that. Do you know what I used to tell people? Bless, gosh,
Floella. Did you really? Did you say she was your mum?
No, I used to say that she's my sister. I used to say Floella Benjamin is my sister.
She must be about 30 years older than you.
She is. I used to say that she's my sister. I used to call her Floella Benjamin is my sister. But
we've got a friend. I've got a friend whose mum was a children's TV presenter.
Yeah.
Did you ever meet Tim Arthur?
Why does that name sound familiar?
He was the comedy editor for Time Out, and then he became the editor, and then CEO.
Oh.
And his mum was Tony Arthur, who used to present Play School.
No!
The lady with the long hair.
Really?
She came to a gig of mine about 3 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. She's really lovely. She directs comedy shows now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
yes,
she's really
I know.
Sweet.
I just liked him. But yes, oh... And that other one, I think he passed away now. The one with the big ears and was always fun.
What, presenter was?
Yeah. Brian Kent, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
When did he die?
I think he died. Did he die? Yeah, he did.
Oh.
And Tony Hart.
Oh,
no.
Did you ever send any paintings in into Tony Hart?
No, but me neither. No, but I did write into Blue Peter. No.
What did you write to Blue Peter?
Just to say, oh, I've made one of your things with the washing up bottles and I want Blue Peter badge.
And then my mum's really annoyed with me and I've been sent into care for cutting up decent war bottles.
And I know it's taboo, but seeing as we're talking about it, I did write into Jimmy Savile.
Did you really?
Mm, yeah.
I don't think I did.
Yeah, I did. Me and my friend Margaret wanted to ride horses, but we never got picked.
You wanted to ride horses?
Yeah.
That's such a simple thing.
It is.
In this day and age, you're like, well, I'll give you 10 quid. You can go to the horse, the stables down the road.
But we were just real London girls, right, in school, and we both loved horses, and we just went to inner city junior school, and we just wanted to ride horses.
Were there any inner city farms when you were a kid?
Nope, none of that. No, none of that.
Do you know, horses terrify me? Because they're enormous.
Yeah.
They're big. They've got big, stupid, googly eyes. They're who in their right mind, as a caveman, looked at a horse and went, I'm going to make that horse my slave.
Yeah, but,
and I'm sorry, but anything with a 4 foot hard on should never be mounted.
Yeah, but... I mean, nobody wants to mount the horse because it's got its willy erect. They're mounting the horse because it runs fast and can get you from point A... to point B.
You know, years ago, when it was all horse and carts and stuff, the streets were just covered in horse shit.
I know, but look how well the carrots used to grow back in Victorian London.
When they were purple. Do you know carrots were purple?
Yes. No, were they? And what? They added carrot into it to make it orange.
I don't know how they made them orange, but carrots used to be purple.
Yeah.
If anybody can write in and tell us why carrots used to be purple and why they're orange now, then please do. So the next question is, how many Jaffa Cakes are acceptable to eat in one go? Oh,
and lost. Yeah, go on.
What about if it's a non-brand?
No.
You're not eating non-brands?
No. I've eaten.
Are there any non-brand
Jaffers? No, and I've tried all of them, from pan shops to Sainsbury's own brand, to all of them. Trust me, lady. Look at my picture and you tell that I like fucking food, yeah? No. Jaffa cakes are only Jaffa cakes. If you want to eat an orangey-based biscuit cake, then eat something else. Or, but you ain't eating a Jaffa cake. A Jaffa cake is only by McVitie's.
All right. How many in one go?
Well, I mean, I can do 2 packets easy.
In one go?
Easy. Really? Yeah.
How long does that take you?
Not long. Trust me.
I'll have to do it.
Because you can get a triple. But you know, when I talk about this shit on stage, I ain't even fucking joking, you know. A true thing is... Jaffa cakes are my mouth size.
I can make a Jaffa cake.
Put them in the fridge.
What?
Yeah, because see, all my chocolate must be cold.
Oh, you're a bit of a temperature freak.
Yeah.
I can make a Jaffa cake last 10 minutes.
I love the chocolate men hot. Sorry.
Can we have one delivered to the studio, please? she's humping my leg right now.
That break.
I can make a Jaffa
leg.
Cake last 10 minutes. Right, what you do is you nibble around the edge and then you lick off the chocolate.
Just
and
stop.
That takes ages.
One second. Right now, what you're going to listen to is Susan chatting fart. Yeah? Continue.
Chatting fart?
Yeah.
Right, I'm chatting fart then.
Yeah, about
and then
on.
You lick the chocolate bit and then you take the orangey bit off the sponge. Then you eat the sponge in a normal way and then you put the orangey bit in your mouth and you let it melt and you're not allowed to chew it or suck. You're only allowed to suck on it and that takes about 10 minutes. That's because we weren't allowed 2 packets in one go when I was a kid. You had to make it last.
I was never allowed. I never had any... If people who know that the only biscuits we had at our house was Digestives or Rich Tea, yeah? None of them chocolate or nothing. And
did you never have blue ribbons?
You're mad. So Susan's saying all of that foolishness to do with Jaffa Cakes. It's, I can't even comprehend that. That's like economics in school or something.
Did you ever have breakaways?
No, Susan.
Trios?
No, Susan.
Have you ever tried a Tunnocks caramel wafer cream biscuit?
They're too sweet.
Tunnocks are too sweet?
Yeah. And you don't like sweet stuff and Tunnocks are too sweet. Anyway, questions.
All right. Let me see if we can find some more questions. Do spiders have a laugh?
Yes, they do.
How do you know this?
Because I once watched a documentary by Sir David Attenborough's son, Michael. And it was on the laughter cycle of spiders.
Is there a cycle?
Yes.
How does the cycle go? Is it on? Does it cycle on Mini Holland, laughing at everyone else because they can't drive? Fuck you all! Come on, answer the question. Stop laughing on radio. You know it's really annoying.
It's very annoying. They go for a cycle. So after they mate, they're so happy if they've not been killed that they laugh. The boy spiders, the girl spiders.
So there's your answer, David Murray. Spiders apparently do have a laugh.
Yep.
Okay, here's one for you, Ninya. I know you'll love this song, right? Baby buggers versus wheelchair in the wheelchair space on the bus. Which should have priority?
The wheelchair. I can answer that easy.
Why?
Because take the pickney out of the buggy and put the pickney to sit down on your lap.
The whatney?
The child. Take the child out the
buggy.
What
did you call it?
Pickney.
Pickney?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take the child out the buggy and put the baby to sit on your lap. Okay, that's what
you
do.
Does it annoy you when you see a kid sitting down and an adult standing up on the tube?
Yeah, but it doesn't happen to me because I say, excuse me, can I sit down, please?
To the child?
To the adult with them.
Good for you. It's really rude, isn't it? I was always made to stand up, always as a kid. Should we do some Christmas presents? What's the worst Christmas present you've ever had, Ninya? Not a packet of Jaffa Cakes?
No, can I say nothing? I mean, I suppose like a nighty.
That's quite a good present. Could you try it on straight away?
I mean, the worst, I've never had it. Because I'm grateful. You see, the people answering them questions just like, I've all my Christmas presents I've been grateful for, Susan.
Even the shit ones.
Even the shit ones.
So, what are the shit ones?
Well, things like hot water bottle with a furry case, slippers, you know.
That's all standard, though.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, those are just standard. I mean, when I was young, I never got toys or nothing like that. So
you never got toys?
No. No. My mum and dad were practical, mate. I know. I do remember getting a nice thick nightgown for Christmas.
Yeah.
But all them Barbies I ticked off, and the house and the car.
You never got any Barbies.
And the clothes for Barbie.
No, poor Ninja.
Ain't it though?
Oh, when I was about 10 years old, I was like, you know when you plague your mum, what am I getting for Christmas? What am I getting for Christmas? What am I getting for Christmas? Getting? Like literally just on and on and on for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, because I used to get so excited about Christmas. She went, okay, go and get a piece of paper and I'll spell it out for you. So I grabbed a piece of paper and she spelled out Z-Y-M-F-K-S. And I was like, a Zimsk? What's a Zimsk? She was like, oh, on Christmas Day, you're going to be Zimsking around in your Zimsk on the street. You're going to love it. And then on Christmas Day, I came down and there was a bike with a thing, with a note saying, this is your Zimsk. Because my mom is bonkers.
That's funny though, Susan.
It is hilarious. Tony Morosi, do you know Tony?
Yeah.
He put, we had beat the black ball, a game for the whole family, a game that the whole family hated.
Have you ever heard of that game?
I've never heard of
Me
it.
Me neither.
And then Paul Savage, who's a comedian from Wolverhampton as well. I'm really glad the word ball is there. And then Tony's replied to him, me too, although we had a dog that only bit people of colour. Not that my dad trained it at home or that way. We rescued him from the KKK. Something to do with dog's colour vision, I've been told. Hilarious. Do you want another question?
Yes.
Okay. There's been a lot of things in the news about, well, sexual abuse, really, and Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey and all those people. So, but there's been rumours flying around for a long time about a very, very successful comedian called Louis C.K. I don't know how many listeners out there will have heard of him, but most comics in this country have heard of him. In fact, I've even seen him live, actually. And he's a very, very good comedian, and rumours flying around about him masturbating in front of women in hotel rooms. So, Joe Bromhib, who's a comedian from Sheffield, his question is, what would you have done if Louis C.K. whopped his cock out and it was you two in the hotel room?
Does he mean us two or you?
It means me and you, Ninya.
Me and Susan's reaction would be totally different. I'm telling you that.
I would have kicked it really hard. I would have taken a run up and I would have kicked him in the cock. What would you have done, Ninya?
I wouldn't have.
You'd have filmed it.
No, I would have just looked at him taking his willy out. We've got totally different views on sex.
Would you have been offended?
Nope.
Really?
No. It's a fucking cock. It's me, though. That's me. So, you know.
Ninya would have been taking photographs of it.
I would not. I would have laughed. I just, but you see, dupping, this is, a lot of this is a case of dupping a hoofy frighten, you know? And so there's a lot of this has happened to, when predators do that, they're doing it to people that they know they can get away with it. And I'm just telling you, it wouldn't happen. But if it did happen, I'd laugh. I'd laugh, but that's me, and I know me, and that's happened to me, and it's fucking funny. You want to take your cock out and wank?
Do you just belittle them?
It's funny.
What if he did it to you on a? What if you're on a bus?
I'd tell him about his fucking ross. I'd tell him about his ross, and I'd put him down. I don't have fear. It's not that I don't have fear. I don't want to belittle. I don't know. I just need to keep my mouth shut on this one.
Dodgy ground. All right, there's another question here. Who would win a fight between us both?
Susan.
You think I'd win a fight?
Yeah.
I think you're probably stronger than me.
I am, most probably am stronger than you, but I just think that you just are more wily.
More wily?
Yeah, I just think you'd...
Bit of dodging, yeah. Bit of ducking and diving.
Yeah, just, you know, like when you always see them henchmen get fucking done over by the little guy.
All right, a follow-up for the same question is, who would want to fight if we were pissed, if we were both drunk? I wouldn't be able to be so wily, would I? I think you'd probably win in that one.
Yeah, because I don't get drunk.
Verbal sparring?
Susan.
Yeah, probably. And finally...
Only because I'd let her. I would.
Would you concede?
Yes, easily. Because I don't like fighting. And I don't.
What about
that question? Is just to me a typical question of
a boy. What about arm wrestling? Who'd win? I think you'd win in arm wrestling.
Yeah, I think I'd win in arm wrestling. Because I've got a garden that I dig. You don't dig your garden.
I don't dig my garden. No. I like my garden. I don't dig it. Yeah. I just like it. You see what I did there? See, that's me winning verbal sparring.
That
see?
Was fucking funny. That was funny. That was funny, actually.
What's your favourite grape?
I get them in the Turkish shop on the corner of Walthamstow Market. They're the big globe grapes with seeds in, because we should not be eating seedless grapes. Because they're genetically modified and grapes come from seeds, and you don't want anything with seeds in it. And that's why you find that unwaxed lemons, which is what I used, have seeds in them. Whereas when you buy other lemons, they don't have seeds in them, because it's all just done in a factory.
Lemons are grown in a factory.
Well, you know what I mean. But, but
do you know what my favourite grape is?
What?
Prosecco!
Oh, she's doing a joke.
I did a joke. There's one more question. Should be. This is from a friend of mine called Don Ash. He's a punk from Wolverhampton. What is your personality in cheese? Just what's your favourite cheese?
Well, it's got to be, you know, any brand is acceptable, but the spreadable, extra mature, yeah? Because I am strong. Oh, this is almost vomitous. But I am strong.
And you're quite spreadable.
And... trust me, if the right person says spread them, I'm spreading them fucking legs like...
Even dirt. Louis C.K. She don't mind. She don't mind a fat ginger bloke.
Is that what he looks like? I've never seen him.
It's fat ginger and bald. I mean, what were people... And he's got a beard. What were people expecting him to do? Of course he was going to get his cock out. I did. Unsolicited.
But, do you know, I mean, if I fancied Louis C.K. and he told me, you know, to spread them, I'd spread them, yes. Ginger has two... Can I just say that this ginger thing has two totally different meanings to us, too. So I don't even see ginger, but I'm cheese. I'm spreadable, extra mature cheese, because it's strong, but it's easily pliable on all surfaces. Oh, I'm quite proud of that, mate. I am.
You're not easily pliable. You're really stubborn. You will not do a fucking thing you don't want to. It's just such bullshit, Ninia.
And what cheese are you, Susan? Camembert?
I'm really weird about cheese. I
would use you as a Montfort.
Who? Is he a friend cheese. Of Flambard's?
No, a Montfort cheese. You know the Montfort cheese? It's no. The cheese that is like in a roll with green in the bit in the circle. It's a Roquefort.
Roquefort or whatever. Yes. The fuck it's
cheese
called.
A Roquefort.
I quite like that it's herby and garlicky in it. Really. Shall I tell you how weird I am about cheese, right? The only melted cheese I can eat is, what's that stuff called? Mozzarella?
Yeah.
Cheese on toast makes me feel sick.
Put onion on it and black pepper.
Oh, no, it's just revolting. It makes me gag.
You've not had it with onion and black pepper the way I make it.
I wouldn't like it anyway.
You would.
I swear on my life I wouldn't. We'll test it. We'll do it.
Yeah. It's got to be done under the grill, not in a toaster.
You can't do cheese in a toaster anyway.
You can, because I've bought some sandwich bands. I have just bought some sandwich bands in the band shop that I can do cheese on toast in my toaster, because my grill don't work no more.
How the fuck does cheese on toast in a toaster work?
You put the cheese in there and you put it in the bag, and the bag seals it, and then it toasts it.
Anyway, and then what do you do with the bag? Do you eat the bag?
Yeah, no, you reuse it.
Reuse it?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't melt in the toaster?
Nope.
This sounds like the future, doesn't it? If I have cheese on crackers, do you know I have to grate the cheese on? Because if it's sliced, it makes me feel sick. I'm just not really good with dirty, basically. So, yeah, I wouldn't be cheese.
So, hold on. If you do grate the cheese, what cheese is it? Only mozzarella?
Or
is it cheddar?
The cheese I like
is... Red Leicester?
No, I like Red Leicester.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one that I like is...
Edam.
No. Let me get... Cathedral City.
So, it's cheddar.
It's Cathedral... No, but specifically Cathedral City, because it's really creamy. It's really nice.
Okay. So, it's cheddar. So, don't you like any of the other? Don't you like Rochette?
Is that what it's called?
No. What's the tub? Ricotta. Do you like ricotta cheese?
Ricotta? I don't know. I've never tried it.
Mm. What about mascarpone?
I would never put a mask on a pony.
You know, mascarpone is what's the base for cheesecake.
Oh, in that case, yeah, I do like it, but only in cheesecake. I don't know if I like it on its own. Would you eat it on its own? Does anybody ever eat mascarpone on its own?
I've once seen somebody...
Seen somebody
go to the shop to watch somebody
The answer's no then. Readers, let us know if you've ever seen anyone, if you've ever tried mascarpone on its own.
That's the question, please.
So I think we've done our hour. We've really enjoyed our first hour.
Yeah, I have actually. And we're going to do it again. Folks, we are going to do it again.
It'll be on the website. We'll let you know.
Yeah, and we're going to, we'll let you know. And we're going to Facebook Live it.
Yeah, we will.
And next thing we're going to do is also find out a better time so that we can Facebook Live it with as much audience at this time.
Yeah.
Because we want to get real people, not just fucking comics sitting at home shoving their fingers up their clarts. Because they're not gigging.
True.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
We want a real people. So we go over to
make sure. Anyway, we'll discuss this afterwards. Oh, yeah. This is a production meeting we're having on air, basically.
But, yeah, we love you.
We love you. Thanks for listening.
No, we don't. We're not American. Fuck that shit. Just keep listening. We don't love you. We don't fucking know you. But we do like you a lot. A lot of you we love.
We like
you
when you're listening to us. But apart from that, you can go fuck yourselves.
Exact times 89.
Bye.
Bye.